Kyle Chisholm, Yamaha test track, Velocity 3, Yamaha, Kyle Chisholm. Yeah. Just getting back into it, huh?
Yeah, I started riding yesterday, rode outdoors a little bit. Today is first day on the Supercross track and only second day on the bike. Second day on the Yamaha and also second day from my injury from Bercy, my ankle.
Right. So today was basically out here today, just kind of warm up a little bit, huh?
Just cruising. Like I said, it's only my second day, just to kind of get back into riding Supercross and pretty much just riding and putting time on the Yamaha. For me, you know, I rode it 2010 and 2011, just had this last year on the Cowie, so I'm short on time, obviously, testing, but I know for the most part the stuff, you know, the settings, the stuff that I like, so starting with that, and I think it'll be pretty close.
Is it literally no adjustment because you're so used to it?
It's different. I mean, just the bike in general is different.
Right.
You know, I had to get used to the Cowie at the beginning of this year, and it was quite a bit different. Right. You know, all the bikes nowadays I feel are good. You know, they all do things better than others, and not in some places they're not as good. Mm-hmm. And I love the way I know people complain about the way the Yamaha turns. And one thing I actually tested today a little bit was like when I rode the Yamaha before, they didn't have it, but the different engine brackets
mounts,
you have to move the engine, and they have a thing to lower the radiators and stuff. And I actually went back to the stock way. I didn't.
Yeah.
Everyone swears by it.
Yeah.
I know Bob Canary, my teammate, said he can't even. He, you know, definitely likes it a lot better with the different mounts and stuff. And I mean, it'll be something I go back to try again once I'm up to speed. But it's, you know, I like the way the stock bike is. So it's just getting used to the bike is the main
thing. I was telling Bobby this. He spent all year on a Yamaha. You've spent multiple years on a Yamaha. A team like the Ty Lube team, Chris Blose, Phil Nicoletti, we're talking to Blose today, and he's like, it's still getting used to it. You guys have an advantage where you're both going to be, right? Like you said, you knew what you liked as far as linkage rods and that.
Yeah.
Immediately, it's going to help you both.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, it's an adjustment because, you know, I had to adjust to the Cowie. Like any bike, you know, like I said,
but you're already further down the line where you're like,
I'm further down. I know the stuff I like as far as chassis, clamps, and linkage. Right. And I'm starting with my suspension that I race with. You know, fortunately, Ross and those guys at Enzo are doing our stuff again. The engine is all GYTR, you know, Yamaha engine, which is what I used before. So for me, it's basically the same bike. And just starting with that setting, and now it's just putting time on the bike. And like I said, it is an adjustment still. And fortunately, I know what to expect with the bike, and I like it and stuff. So I'm pumped to be back on it.
The foot injury from Bercy, is it safe to say we're probably another 2 weeks away from you seriously motoing down?
Yeah, like, I mean, like today.
Training-wise and motoring.
Yeah, I mean, I've been able to train. I've been able to, for the most part, not maybe everything I want to do, but been able to be on the road bike, be in the gym. I just got off crutches 2 weeks ago. So only been walking really almost 2 weeks now and, you know, weight-bearing. And it's better. It's not 100%. They told me 4 to 6 weeks, and it's been four.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to be careful with it right now. I want to start riding just to get some time on the bike, but I don't want this thing nagging me, you know, at Anaheim or at Phoenix.
Yeah.
You know, I want to let it heal right, you know, because it's pointless to rush back, you know, a week early. So trying to be careful and, you know, just put some time in and just, like I said, put time on the bike. And then in the next couple of weeks, like you said, I'll be back.
When you came to the track for the first time up here at Yamaha, did you just keep going straight or did you?
I got lost.
To left?
I went to my old track, to the Jeff Ward track, and got lost with that. I was like, where's everybody at?
Right.
And finally, I figured it out. This isn't Yamaha. So I came over.
The other thing about the being out in California, you know, just today you're out here. Ryan Morris is out here, Travis Baker, Chris Blose, Bobby Canary, and this is something I talked to Trey Canard about. Do you like it, or would you rather be alone in Florida with maybe Chad or one person? Or do you feel like maybe being around these guys pushes you a little more?
It's good and bad, both. I mean,
that's exactly what Trey said.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we're right.
Right, good and bad. Yeah.
No, it is good and bad. You know, I think the bad is like a time like right now. You know, I'm just coming back from an injury, getting on a new bike. You know, for the most part, you know, to come out here, these guys have been riding and motoing down, and been normally I've been off the bike for a little over a month. So, it kind of can be frustrating if you let it. You know, to see these guys motoing, and I'm like first day on the track, first day back in Supercross, and a new bike, and I'm, you know, still not back to normal, and I've been injured. So it can be frustrating, you know, to see the guys blowing laps and running in circles around you. But, yeah, I try to just block it out. You know, for me right now, with the season being so close, it just makes sense for me to be here to have Ross and these guys out here.
Yeah.
So I just got to block that out, just ride. Ideally, it would be nice to just be in Florida, just to ride for a couple weeks first. But, you know, we'll get to that point. I know Chad's lonely down there riding because Burner's hurt still, and JT's retired, and I've been hurt, so Chad's been down there motoing himself, and so I need to get down there pretty soon.
And then will you basically, you'll go to Florida, you said a little bit, maybe around Christmas, but from there, are you here until the East Coast?
For the most part, I'm going to go home for a few days for Christmas. Maybe if my other bike is done for Florida, I might be there for a few days after Christmas. But then I'll be back out here, you know, for all the West Coast races and then back east for the East Coast races.
Right. Hey, Brian Barry, Muffin, and Kenny G, former factory mechanics, kind of from my era a little bit, maybe before then. Did you know them at all over the years?
Brian, not a little bit. You know, obviously I watched him on TV. Fan. I'm a fan. Right. We all started as a fan. Seeing him on TV, I didn't know him, obviously, but I knew of him. And then the last couple years when he was doing the Activate deal and stuff like that, I knew him a little bit. Talking to him at the races here and there, not knowing him well, but talking to him. And then Kenny G, known him the last couple years, I'd say, as well. When I raced up in Canada, threw that in there, Canada.
Yeah. Champion.
When I raced up there in 2005 and 2006, Ron Bushy, my mechanic from up there in Mass, up New England, worked with Dowdy a little bit. Kenny's working with Dowdy, so I've kind of known him since then.
Around there, right?
Not best friends, obviously, but known him and, you know, talked to him. So
having said that, how's it going with him?
It's good. You know, today's the first day for me out here working with him, obviously, but they're two guys that, just like yourself, Mathis, have a lot of experience from back in the day when there was good riders, you know?
Not you pussies, like nowadays. Right.
We're pussies nowadays, so that's what I was told, at least.
Well, in one sense, though, like, it's got to help because they've worked with the highest level of riders on the highest level of teams. So when you say to them, I don't like this, maybe it doesn't matter if it's a sponsor or not. They'll make it work because they know that making a rider is happy is number one.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing. You know,
Does Bobby really drive a Chevy, whatever that is?
That's his rental car, I guess.
Oh, okay.
No, it's his car. It's his car. I mean, not a rental car.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't really drive that, does he?
Chevy Cruze. That's Bobby Canary.
He drives a Chevy Cruze. Yeah. Hey, Bobby. Hi.
See you, Bob.
Nice car.
Anyways, it's good working with guys like that. They've been on the top of the sport. They've won races and championships, I think, whatever.
Yeah.
So they know what it takes, and they've been really good about making sure we have good products and good stuff on our bike.
Yeah, I would think, like, as opposed to maybe some teams you've been on, and I can't, not off the top of my head, I'm not saying anything, but sponsor money, sponsor products.
Sacrifice the product for a little bit of money, they've been awesome about it. You know, we've been open to trying everything, me and Bob, and, well, Bob for the most part because I've been hurt, but and they've been open to everything, too, so it's been they've been awesome. We have great products on our bike, I feel. And the bike is not going to be any excuse.
Right. So. Cool, man. All right. Thanks, and talk to you soon.
Thanks.